Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. And straight up, I've got a special guest in the studio, none other than Brian Andy or Brian Walker, in case either of them. And he's telling me that he's got a gig coming up in starting this week. This week,
right? Yeah, Thursday. This Thursday.
This Thursday. And it's called Vigil, and it's did you tell me where it was happening? Was that?
Yeah, the Arts House in North Melbourne at the Town Hall there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Corner of Errol and Queensbury Streets.
Yes, and there's what's that crew that was always there? That our mob.
At the Arts House?
Yeah.
I guess Luana Sainsbury, she's one of the producers there at the creative producer at the Arts House, and she's a black fella. She's deadly. She's really lovely. And they're kind of producing this work with Outer Urban Projects, who is this kind of outfit, this sort of really interesting outfit of an art company, but they sort of focus on newly arrived migrant communities out in Melbourne's northwest. And they kind of have done a lot of stuff that, you know, brings in their culture, helps them hold on to their culture, as they kind of come to a new place, as they come to our little country. They do really beautiful work, and it's very kind of grounded in that, celebrate your culture, be proud of your culture, but with sort of mobs from all over the world that have come to this place. And, Vigil's kind of like this project that they've been working on for about 5 years now. I'm one of the five playwrights and that kind of a part of the work. And it's not like
How did that come about?
Yeah, well, I just was speaking to the director earlier this morning just about last night's run. They had a dress run. We open up tonight at the Arts House. It's our first preview, and then we'll open up tomorrow night, Thursday night, for the season, and that goes until about the 6th. I'll find the dates for you soon, it's weird how it came about, because it started out as like a kind of a multi-pronged arts event, in the sense of they wanted to produce a film that looked at gendered violence and violence against women. And so there was a filmmaker and a choreographer, Tara, who is in our show. They kind of made this film that kind of spoke to it, and it's presented at the Arts House at the moment. And then Irini, the director, Irini Valla, she kind of thought, I want to explore this more, brought on some playwrights. And so she got four female playwrights, and they are like an Iranian playwright, Sara Davoudi, a Palestinian playwright, Samar Sabawi, Kush Kwai is a Sudanese playwright, and I probably like her work the most. It's a really beautiful piece that she's offered to this project. And Australian playwright Patricia Cornelius, who's a good friend of all of us, I guess, but a good friend of mine, and a really amazing playwright within Australia. She's won all these awards, and I'm the kind of token bloke among these four women, which has been a very kind of daunting, nerve-wracking process. Like, it's been a wonderful process. It's been very challenging. It's kind of interesting to be in a room full of women playwrights who, you know, are very vocal, very political, very forthright, beautiful playwrights at that too. And so a bit daunting to kind of step into that space with them and offer the black thread, I guess, to the work and what we're doing with
You're saying it focuses on gendered violence. And
yeah.
So how do you play that role?
We kind of considered, gendered violence in our society, and how women just with deaths of women at the hands of partners, and how women often bear the brunt of violence within the patriarchal society. And so, for example, Samar Sabawi, her play is about, it kind of centered around hijab, I guess, and she looks at how, there's like an Aboriginal social worker in one of her scenes And she gets on to help this newly arrived migrant to kind of, you know, get to know Australia. And then it sort of gets a bit explosive between these two, this Australian woman and this newly arrived migrant woman. And there's a hijab that's used in it. I won't give too much away, and I'm probably not doing it justice in sort of talking about it like this. But there's a real kind of beautiful thread that Samar's given to her work. Kush Kwai, the Sudanese writer, she's probably got my favorite piece in the work, and that's it's about this young girl's journey around. She's been assaulted within her community. She's been kind of sexually assaulted. And she kind of, you meet her with her mother. She's getting ready to go out, and the mother's saying you shouldn't go out, but she does, and she takes off into the night and gets on a tram, and she meets up with her friends, and over the night you kind of hear her unpack this incident that happened to her, and where she doesn't feel that she's got a sense of support or within her community. And so she brings up those questions around, you know, even with our mob, like if a man does something bad to a woman, how do we deal with it as a community? Like, we can't necessarily go to the police. We don't want to go to the police because they probably do, you know. One of the lines from Kush's play is like, she said, we can't go to the police because they'd probably do something worse than what you did to us. And so it kind of, she draws out all these amazing kind of issues around violence and around gender within the Sudanese community. She's got a black fella bartender that sort of comes into the story too, so she kind of gets to explore some stuff from our world, I guess, in that way. It's a really kind of, all the four plays that are part of this work that aren't mine, they're really kind of beautiful insights into how they think about gendered violence within our society and how it how it's an issue.
What do you take out of it all?
What do I take? Well, my take on it is basically a kind of, when I was asked what does vigil mean to you, I kind of said to the playwrights and to the director, Irini, blackfellas don't get vigils. Like, we get inquiries. We get an inquiry that kind of, say there's a death in custody, or there is something that's happened to one of our kids. We get an inquiry, we don't get a vigil, people don't sort of come and stand around us. We had a great sort of great support with Cassius Turvey and what happened with him in WA, the Noongar boy. And that was really lovely to be part of that kind of national response. But I kind of was, just in thinking about vigils, I just thought, we don't get vigils as blackfellas, we get kind of inquiries. And so I kind of took that line and just looked at looking at colonial violence, and I kind of have three characters in my piece. It's like three characters that have three monologues, and they're ghosts effectively. They're kind of spirits, like black spirits, and they're called Unk, Aunt, and Dort. And so they're kind of spread out through the play, and you meet Unk on the tram. He's sort of just, wandering around on the tram, but you get an insight to his world, and his world is basically the pre-invasion world that we lived in as blackfellas. And so it's quite, I wouldn't say it's romanticised, but it's kind of, he just luxuriates in what life was like for us before the invasion and how we viewed our women, basically. Like, there's this sort of notion that blackfellas don't treat our women right, and, it's just like, that might be a response to trauma post invasion, but traditionally, and if you look back to those times, we were looked after and we were kind of nurtured, and our women were nurturers. And so he kind of explores that, this Unk character.
Well, you don't get to survive for 100,000 years.
Well, exactly.
Socially organised, living in harmony, if you're bashing everybody around a joint. I know. They'll tell you that story of the white colonizer. You say that we did this and that, and that's not true. It's totally not true. None of it's true what they say about it.
Well, totally. That's it. Because when I first read this piece with the rest of the playwrights, with the company, and there's a cast of thousands in it. Like, there's 15 people in the cast. There's musicians on stage. There's like a choir in Alaman, this beautiful community choir from out northwest Melbourne. They come in to kind of perform with us. It's a really big, it's an epic production. And then we've got dancers too in it, which they do their thing.
Sounds exciting. Yeah. Oh, sounds got to go and see this.
Yeah, it's a really, I don't know how Irini pulled it off, but she has. Like the dress run last night was really lovely to see everyone on stage, and it's a beautiful stage, beautiful set, beautiful music, beautiful
dress?
Lighting.
What's the dress like?
We explore a lot of different dress types in the like cultural, in the play they're costumes, but like I guess attire from different cultures is presented. Like I said, the hijab is there, and I guess the politics around that in terms of whether women should wear them or whether women shouldn't wear them is explored in this piece by Sara Davoodi. But yeah, my kind of three spirits are kind of Unc, Aunt and Dort. And so Unc's like this pre-invasion spirit. And then I've got Aunt, and she's based on I'm a walker from Cumbragunja, and we had an ancestor called Matilda who was basically assaulted and raped and burnt by these three invaders, like these three colonial guys, after her and her husband Edward went to a pub to kind of look for work. It's a true story, and there's within our family we've got articles about what happened to Matilda and how she was assaulted and she was murdered, basically. And there was an inquiry that happened at the time, back in the late 1800s, it was, when Maloga Mission was around. Edward and Matilda left Maloga. They didn't want to be part of that missionary sort of site. They ended up being assaulted and she was murdered and raped. And so I kind of take that real incident, that colonial incident, with what happened to one of my ancestors, and I bring her back to life, basically, and sort of honour her spirit. And so she's sort of like this, she's a fire spirit. I just think, well, she's dealt with being burnt, but I kind of bring in the traditional burning, and sort of the way that she's softened and the way that she kind of finds joy and peace is to kind of know that she's, kind of thinks of burning country and then when you renew it and how you become renewed. And so she dies in this scene, it's a brief 7-minute monologue, but it's amazing what I've come up with, I think, it's amazing to sort of see how it's been dealt with in the play and how Kamara Bell Wykes is, as the actor who does Aunt, kind of takes this fire spirit. So it's amazing, I think. But yeah, can I say that? Because it's my work. Yeah. But yeah, I'm really having it's an amazing play to be part of. Yeah.
What about Dort?
And Dort, she's like a kind of contemporary spirit, I guess. She's like living in the now, and Dort's experience is like the culmination of all that stuff that we've been through as blackfellas. So we talk about intergenerational trauma, and Dort's like the manifestation of that. So her inside of her monologue is about her mother, who was sort of fostered out. She was a stolen child. And she kind of just talks about an experience that Dort and her mother has in going to her foster brother's funeral. He's passed on, and it's kind of cheeky. It's really cheeky, actually. But I kind of, in thinking about what I wanted to do with this, with my three pieces and my monologues, was the first one was just to celebrate and kind of honour this life that we had pre-invasion. The second one was kind of about the life we kind of got with the invasion and what it did to us.
Survival.
There's colonial kind of warfare and death, basically, and genocide. And then the third one is about survival, very much about survival. And I kind of wanted to tap into, I guess, a sense of black joy. Like, blackfellas use humour to look after ourselves and to kind of get through all the shit we have to get through. And so Dort's sort of like that spirit that, she's really funny. She's quite cheeky.
Who's playing it?
Carly Shepherd. Carly Shepherd is a beautiful Murray actor from up northern Queensland, far north Queensland. Okay. I've got Suri Sermsa. You may have remembered him from So You Think You Can Dance. Suri Bin Saad. He's a beautiful actor. He plays Unc, and he's got that kind of resonant voice and a little bit like Uncle Jack Charles, really. Like, he's just kind of, he's beautiful to watch on stage. He's got a voice that commands you, and he's doing wonders with Unc, just sort of taking us back to his world pre-invasion. And Kamara and Carly, they're two, and they're just phenomenal.
So what's your history of making plays or being playwright? And
oh, yeah, I
do. What's your background? Have you done this? You've done it before, obviously.
Yeah, I've always sort of been involved with theatre. It's probably my like I've always worked in the arts. I'm one of those people that kind of, I'm an artist, I'm a theatre, I'm a writer, but I kind of never could acknowledge it. Like I just, I kind of, you know, just it's hard to kind of step into that space. You struggle as an artist. I'm very poor. Give us a line, I am. But yeah, it's sort of...
It's a breakthrough moment for you. This one coming?
Yeah.
This is going to be a breakthrough for you? Yeah.
I don't really look at it that way. I just sort of, I guess I wanted to tell a story about and basically put our voice in there as black fellas. And so, I did a master's at VCA about 3 years ago, and that kind of taught me a lot about kind of the breadth of playwriting and different forms of play and different styles of theatre. And I teach at VCA as well, but I kind of love theatre. I just sort of love particularly all the stories that we have as blackfellas and how that's ancient gift of storytelling transcends into the now and keeps us together and keeps our culture strong. And,
Fantastic, Brian. Well, give yourself a plug and tell us when, how, and where.
Vigil. So just go to the Arts House website. It's Arts House, ArtsHouse. And you can find Vigil tickets there. We open up tomorrow night, Thursday. I'm really bad with dates, Unc, so you got a calendar here.
It's the 22nd today, I think.
Yeah, so we've got a preview tonight. That preview is sold out. The opening night is sold out. I think we've sold 50% of our tickets is what I'm told by our company executive producer. I saw the show last night, like I said, and we've sold 50% of our tickets. So there's blackfella tickets. So if you kind of want a cheap ticket, like there's $15 tickets, and I think the rest are around $20 to $30. But yeah, you can get them at the Arts House. Vigil's the show. And I think we run until... Oh, actually, I'm real bad with this. I just wrote the play. I'm sort of glad to see it on the stage.
Yeah.
Glad to see it handed over to this mob that are really deadly with it. But we're on for a couple of weeks. So if you can get along to see it, I do encourage you to see it because it's not just theatre. It's kind of like dance and movement and music and, I guess, you know, honouring people.
And telling that story,
yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful, brother. I hope it all really goes well for you, and I'm going to try and make it over there myself.
If you want to come, I'll get you a ticket, huh?
So that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I'd love to see you there. So
yeah,
see what you think.
I'll do a review.
tell people what it's like. But yeah, it's a really interesting experience. Five different players, and you find something in there that you'll like, I'm sure.
Okay, thanks heaps, man, and thanks for coming in on a last minute call there.
No. Pleasure to. Thank you.
Now, I've got a song for you because I heard you mention Yorta Yorta Man. I'm going to play that song right now.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yeah. I love this song. Yeah. 20 minutes past 11. You're at the Five Bundelini and my brother Brian.
Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bundles Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs, and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/bundlesfire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.